Hasta la vista, baby.
Thank you. You're now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, starting everything off there today with Silent Servant, fairly recent 12-inch released on the Sandwell District label. That song there was called The Self. Got a bunch of great new music to play this week. We also have in the studio Drainalith, also known as the guitarist in AIDS Wolf. We will talk to him in just a little bit. We've got a bunch of music to get through first. Right now, this is a fairly recent one from Lust for Youth. This is an untitled piece from the Neon Lights Up Here, a cassette just released on Posh Isolation.
We'll be right back. Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
January 28th, prepare for the Triple Threat Show of the Season. Local garage rockers, the Pack AD, on tour to support their latest album, Unpersons, live at the Rickshaw Theater. With special guests, Pierced Arrows and Black Wizard, advance tickets are available at Neptune, Red Cat, and Zulu Records, or at liveattherickshaw.com. That's the Pack AD with special guests, Pierced Arrows and Black Wizard, live at the Rickshaw, January 28th. The Pack AD at the Rickshaw Theater is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Last couple tracks we heard there. That last piece there was actually taken from the most recent Demdike Stare. So it's actually a 4-LP set. First two parts just came out on Modern Love. It's called Elemental Parts. And that piece there was called Nemesine. And right before that was Lust for Youth, with an untitled piece taken from their Neon Lights Appear cassette released on the Posh Isolation label. Right here in the studio, we've got Alex Moskis, also known as Drainolith, as a guitarist in the band AIDS Wolf. From Montreal, who have played in Vancouver many, many a times. And yeah, I want to talk a little bit about your history with AIDS Wolf. You said you've been with them for just a few years now?
Yeah, I joined the band in summer of 2000 and... Crikey, I can't. 2007, I think. No, 2008. Summer of 2008. So,
okay.
Coming up on 4 years.
They would have started in 2005 or 6?
I think it was 2004.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, what led to your sort of addition in the band? What happened with the original guitarist there?
AIDS Wolf had been through a lot of different guitar players by the time I joined. I think I was perhaps the sixth guitar player in the band.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of, you know, a legendary position. It's one of those ones. But the guy that was in the band quit just after the group recorded the Cities of Glass record, and they needed a replacement. And Chloe, the singer in the band, and Yannick, the drummer. Chloe and I have been friends since we were teenagers. We didn't know each other. We both grew up in Ottawa. So I'm pretty close with them, and they told me that they were looking for someone, and I volunteered. And
here you are.
And here I am.
Still to this day. You must be the longest-running guitarist up to now.
I think I was. The first, Chris Taylor, who was one of the original members of the band, he may have done a longer stint than me at this point, but not for much longer.
Yeah.
But he was definitely the longest standing member or longest standing guitar player before I was in the band.
Okay. What, did you play with anybody else prior to AIDS Wolf? Any other bands or solo?
Yeah. I still play with a guy, a musician named Blake Hargreaves, who's in a band called Dreamcatcher and Cousins of Reggae. He's in Ottawa now, but he and I play in a band called Thames, which we've been doing for the last almost 10 years. And then I had a project called the Uniriverse, which is actually a synthesizer band, which operated for about a decade in Montreal as well.
Okay. Yeah. But your primary work right now resides around Drainolith.
Yeah.
And that's strictly just
it's,
you.
It's just me.
You've had a series of releases in the last year or so, getting some a bit more sort of in underground terms bigger labels, like you put out a tape on N&A, who getting a lot of attention last year.
Yes.
And doing really well for themselves.
Yeah.
Seemingly so.
Guys are...
Moving from cassettes quickly into vinyl, which doing that Nate Young LP that just came out, and a few other things, including a 7-inch that I'm going to play in a little bit here. Can you tell me maybe how you connected with those guys at all?
Yeah, I mean, those guys just they got in touch with me out of the blue. I mean, we know some of the same people. Matt, who is there's two guys, Matt and Toby, and Matt has some connections to Montreal because through the noise, sort of harsh noise scene. But they just emailed me and asked if I wanted to do something, and I've just had a really prolific couple of years, the last 2 years, and so I happen to have, you know, a nice set of material that I thought would suit the label well. You know, they have I like how they have the unified visual aesthetic, but the music's really across the board. You know, they put out all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah, that was the first thing that really caught my eye with the label when I first heard of them, because there's so many tape labels, and that you kind of, a lot of them just, they don't really stick out. You know, they might be putting out great stuff, but you know, the amount of information that passes through your eyes while, you know, at least the way I do, scrolling through music blogs every day.
Yeah.
NNA was one of those ones that stuck out.
Yeah.
And they seem to be doing that. They've transferred that that look, that half moon artwork.
Totally.
They've done the same thing with the vinyl, which is great. It's all in a heavily shiny sleeve, and they're all in a square rather than a circle.
Yeah.
Those
guys work... they work really hard, and they're doing really well for themselves, despite it being a pretty, you know, it's a tough time to run a record label in general. And so it's impressive that those guys have managed to keep it going and keep up a really fast release rate too.
Yeah, you know, yeah, and the consistency level is pretty high there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go into a piece here. This is taken from a recent... 7-inch just released by Psychic Handshake. They're based in Montreal as well.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about this piece in particular? Is there anything that you were going for? Because you're on a 7... It's noise on the 7-inch format or experimental music has always been a little bit... maybe kind of hard for people to kind of get behind rather than, you know, a garage...
Yeah,
7-inch or whatever.
Yeah, well, you'll hear. I mean, this is the closest I've ever come to this piece. Is the closest I've ever come to, you know, writing a real song. So, I really wanted. Yeah, I experimental music on 7-inch, especially since experimental music tends to go for a long form. The 7-inch doesn't really, you know, doesn't really support that too well. So when I got the offer to do the 7-inch, I was like, I want to do songs because, you know, I love getting old pop music on a 45, you know, or like a soul 45 where there's like two really concise, tight, you know, nicely formed songs. So I kind of aim for that. But of course, it's totally not that at the same time.
But. Okay, so we're going to go right into that here. What's the name of this?
The track's called You Paid For It.
Okay, this is Drainolith with You Paid For It, just recently released on the Psychic Handshake label, and we'll be back in about 20 minutes. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Like it's a bulletproof vest or something, nigga. So I have to head down to the Interurban Art Gallery at 1 East Hastings on Friday, January 20th, and make sure you don't miss the release party for We Hump Buffalo's very first LP. Also playing will be War Baby, Three Wolf Moon, and Damn Fine Cop. The artwork of Allison Woodward will be featured throughout the evening as well. There's a free art reception at 8 p.m., cover charge is $10 at the door starting at 9 p.m., or $8 in advance, and you can find tickets at Red Cat, Zulu, or Scratch Records. Presented by Scratch Records, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discord Amazing.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there was Ramirez with Amy. Ramirez being the pseudonym of Dean Blunt, that being a pseudonym of itself. Dean Blunt, one half of UK duo Hype Williams. And Factory Floor before that with Two Different Ways from their recent 12-inch on the DFA label. And Drainolith, who we have here in the studio right now, with You Paid For It, from a recent 7-inch on a Psychic Handshake. Can you tell us about how you hooked up with is it one or two guys that run Psychic Handshake?
It's two guys. And yeah, I mean, again, just people that I know, they're basically my neighbors. And so just, you know... they said, "Do you want to do a 7-inch?" I said, "Sure," you know. But they're good guys, and they put out some really cool Montreal-based stuff. I've always liked that they're they've actually started putting out stuff from outside of Montreal. But I think their intention is to put out music by local Montreal musicians and. I really like them, and I really liked that they were willing to do a 7-inch too, because I'd never done one in any of my projects before, and always liked the format, so was pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, no, it's a great label. Yeah, I think almost everything is Montreal.
I think there's based. One split 7-inch that is I forget the name of the group, but there's a group from LA on one of their splits that they did.
Okay, yeah, they used to send stuff into the station all the time. I played that, I think it was Dead Wife, mm-hmm. Dead Wife 7-inch.
Yep.
And, yeah, a few other
And they just LPs. Did the Yamantaka Sonic Titan CD.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think we actually we have that here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you've got some performances here in the city, including coming up. This Sunday, the Black Light, Black Lung, which is a weekly at the Astoria, and Black Light being the one half of it. Every other week being the more experimental end of the night, that'll be with Scant in Tone and Roger Mexico and N213, which is, of course, Nick from Shearing Pinks. Do you know Nick very well at all?
Yeah.
You guys must have played with Shearing Pinks.
Yeah, AIDS Wolf did basically a cross Canada tour with them. So I know them, I know those guys fairly well, just because you get to know people pretty well when you drive across.
When you're crammed into a van for 2 weeks straight. Yeah. I would think so.
But those are great guys.
Yeah, and it's amazing that they've managed to keep going, and they've even gotten a little. Have you seen them without Aaron yet? With Jesse?
Yes, one time. Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little skeptical. I always kind of just thought of them as just they were Shearing Pinks, all three of them. How could you take that that one element out, and they've managed to do it, and it's not too far from where they were.
No, not at all, for sure.
But yeah, it's great to see, even though they're not doing a lot of shows. I know Erin lives in Montreal right now.
I think she moved back to New Zealand, actually.
Oh, okay.
Is my sense. I kind of She was in Montreal, but I'm pretty sure she moved back to New Zealand for a little bit.
Yeah, you might be right. She's a Facebook friend, but I don't really check in there too often, I suppose.
Yeah.
So anyways, anyone who wants to see Dranalith here in the city has quite a few opportunities over the next week or so. So we've got the Blacklight show on the 22nd. That's a Sunday at the Astoria. And then on the 26th, at Sauter and Sons, you'll also be playing with Scant in Tone. You'll be playing music, and he'll be doing a DJ set. Are you doing
the DJ? I'm doing the DJ set, and he's playing field recordings that he made on a recent trip to the Amazon.
Okay, do you know much about that at all? I'm going to actually have Constantine on on the show in a couple weeks.
Oh, here, cool. But, yeah, I'm not sure. I know he was down there... I think doing some workshops or some work with Francisco Lopez, I believe.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure the details of what exactly he did while he was down there. So
that should be an interesting night. Sutter and Son shows are always intimate. Have you been inside there yet?
Yeah, I think I have. Yeah. It's very small.
Very small, yeah. Bookstore / coffee shop.
Yeah.
And then you'll also be, anyone who's listening in Victoria, you'll be playing at, Lot 8 also, with Scant in Tone. That's on the 28th of January. And then, the reoccurring, Quiet City, which, does Constantine put that on? Is that his thing?
I'm not sure. It might be.
I think that is his thing. I think that is his thing. I get the invites from him on online, so I think that must be him. But Quiet City, and that is with a couple other great musicians. A Fieldhead coming back. He's from Leeds, and he's playing. I guess probably his only second show here in Vancouver. And fantastic. The first time I saw him, amazing visuals that were cut up really well with the music.
Cool.
And also a rare appearance by Leviathans, which is Justin Graydon, who we were talking earlier about the Emergency Room. That's he's in that band.
Okay.
And with another couple of my friends, Josh and Brady, who... Oh. I'll record a lot of music and stuff. Josh running Rundown Sun. He put out that Tunnel Canary LP.
Okay.
He did that reissue. Cool. Awesome, just total hate sludge rock type stuff.
Huh.
And Monarch and Nam Shub. The Quiet City events are always awesome and great. So that make sure you get out, see Dranalith at least once or twice. And we've also got him playing at Roy G. Biv with Von Bingen on February 4th. So we'll mention those dates again later in the show here. But so we've got some more music we're going to play from Dranalith here. This is, can you give us a little intro?
This is from a cassette release I did a couple years ago. The track's called Hilux, like the pickup truck. And... I went through a phase where I was making music that sounded like this. I don't know how to describe it.
Okay, well, we will we'll let the listeners try and figure that out then.
Yeah.
What's the name of the piece?
Hilux.
Okay, this is Dranalith with Hilux on the Pop Drones show. This is
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Hey, we're still tuned in to the Pop Drones show with a special guest, Alex Moskus, a.k.a. Dranolith. Back to the music we were playing, and that last piece was from Hubble. That was a Nude Ghost taken from Hubble Drums, just released on the Northern Spy label, and Holy Strays before that with Chief. And that's part of the Travel X-Pop series that's being done by Hands in the Dark. They're sort of focusing on a country for every release, and the first one being France. And so, yeah, the great LP compilation featuring Holy Strays there, who's done some stuff with Not Not Fun, and Cancun, as well as a few others there. Still here with Dranolith. I was just noticing on the website here that a scant intone BC dates here. It says something about gripping one of the four new Dranolith lathes done by Nate Young.
Yeah. I've got four. I did a tour with Nate in November, and we were just hanging out in his basement, and he's got his lathe cut machine, and he said, "Oh, why don't we cut some lathes?" So I just played four lathes, two sides per lathe, that's eight. I've just played eight short pieces of music, and he cut them directly to plastic, so I've got those with me.
Oh, but, wow. Yeah. That's great. Is that on, what would his label be?
His label's called AA. No, it's not, it's not officially on any label.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know, he just cut them for me and told me, and we were going on tour, and he was like, "Well, you should have some lathes to sell on the road," but I didn't get around to making artwork for them until getting back. So
okay, so you'll have those.
I'll have those at the gigs. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. So. Yeah, because most everything else that you've done, and that NNA tape and that 7-inch, can you still get some of that stuff?
The NNA tape is out of print at this point. The 7-inch is still in print, and I'm waiting on a Canada Post to show up with a box of those for me, hopefully in time for Sunday night's show.
Okay, well,
fingers crossed.
Yeah, knowing them, you could be waiting a while.
They
but
arrive after I leave.
Yeah, that's... most likely with the fellows in the Canada Post, sadly. Anyways, so yeah, we're going to run through the shows where you can catch Dranolith coming up. So the first time will be at Blacklight. That takes place at the Astoria with Scant Intone and Roger Mexico and N213. So that's Sunday, January 22nd. And then on the 26th, you can catch him at Sauter & Sons, doing a DJ set and some Amazonian field recordings from Scant Intone there. And for Victoria listeners, you can catch them at Lot 8, also with Scant Intone. Quiet City at Vivo with Nam Shub and Monarch Leviathans and Fieldhead, who's coming back here, coming all the way from Leeds. And then if you happen to have missed all of those, one more date at Roy G. Biv on February 4th with Von Bingen.
Yeah, and I think the Roy G. Biv show, Constantine and I are going to do a collaboration.
Okay, awesome.
Set. Yeah.
That'll switch things up a little bit,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, just so something different.
Awesome. So, yeah, it's been great having you on the show.
Thank you so much for having
me. I appreciate the time. Mm-hmm. We're going to play one last Dranolith piece here. Can you give us a little intro?
Yeah, this track's called Johnny's Blues, and it's from a record that hasn't come out yet. I think it might be on, I forget the name of the label, I think it's Sunark.
Sunark, yeah, that's Cameron Stallins from Son of Ra.
Yeah, so I just finished this, and it'll probably get sent off to him this week or so, but it's essentially my blues guitar playing that I've been into lately. So,
oh, okay, is that like maybe in the vein of Bill Orcutt kind of style, or is it?
I suppose Orcutt maybe.
I've just been listening to him a lot lately, just kind of first kind of demented blues guitar player.
I would compare it to that, sure.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That should be exciting. Regular Pop Drones listeners probably recognize the Sunark label. Pretty much played everything that Cameron has put out. He's also, he should be putting out a cassette by V. Vecker, local ensemble. Should be in the works, and should be excited to have that. And anyway, so we're going to end things off here with that, with this last Dranolith piece. Again, thanks so much for having for coming onto the show. And
thanks for having me, man.
And so that's it. We have the Student Executive Hour coming up next.
Awesome. Thank you.
shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mail?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.